You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The change to subsidising teachers' registration fees has been well received by teachers across the country. A long-anticipated change should eliminate a barrier to new teachers and a hurdle for existing teachers to cover. Education Minister Erica Stanford also recently announced new classroom upgrades across the country to areas facing more overcrowding. Many schools across the country face overcrowding as an imminent issue, forcing students into hallways, libraries, or other extra rooms. To discuss the change to teachers' registration fees, overcrowding in schools, and what can be done to address these issues, I spoke to President of the Post-Primary Teachers Association, Chris Abercrombie. So the government recently announced $53 million for teachers' registration fees. What does this announcement mean in practical terms, and what are teachers' registration fees?
So all teachers have to be registered and have a current practicing certificate to be a teacher, and so that's through the Teaching Council. And so this is a really awesome thing to happen, have their teacher registration fees paid for. It's something we've been asking for a long time, and so it's great to see the government come to the party on this.
Yeah, and if we're thinking about how the change is going to be received, I mean, how has it been received? How has the announcement been received by teachers on the ground?
It's been really well received, which is great to see. It's particularly important for beginning teachers because they're lower down the pay scale, so a teacher registration fee is a higher percentage of their income, and same for our part-time teachers and our relief teachers. So again, the registration fee, there's no part-time teacher registration fee, and so they were paying the full amount, so being able to have that paid means a lot to those groups.
And if we're thinking about the issues that teachers, especially secondary teachers, might be facing right now in the education sector, how could this policy go towards addressing those issues?
Well, it's one part of the puzzle. It's an important part, but it's one part. There's lots of parts to addressing the issues that we're seeing in secondary teaching. Paying conditions is a really clear one. We've got collective agreement negotiations this year, so we're really hoping to be able to get some good wins in that area as well. But there's also how our community talks about teachers, how the government talks about teachers, and what that means in our system. There's also a lot of change we're facing, be it assessment, be it curriculum, and so making sure that we've got the right tools is also a key part of that.
Yeah, and I guess what more can the government do to address these issues and provide more for teachers moving forward?
So, as I said, we've got collective agreement negotiations coming up, so that's where we can address our paying conditions. But also one of the key things that's come through really clearly from teachers is they want more quality professional development, particularly with all the change we're seeing around curriculum and assessment. And for secondary, that means subject specific. So we want physics professional development. How to teach the physics, new physics curriculum, how to teach the new history curriculum, how to teach the new English curriculum. So that subject specific PLD from subject experts. And so that's what our teachers want. We've been working for that for a while now. We're hopefully going to get some good wins in that area.
I also wanted to talk about the other recent announcement in the education sector of more funding for some classroom developments in some more populated or more overcrowded schools. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, any new classroom is fantastic. And at the heart of it, what teachers want and what students want and what parents want is a warm, clean, dry classroom. You know, warm in winter, cool in summer, one where kids can get on with teaching and learning. You need teachers to fill those classrooms, so there's no much point in having classrooms full of kids and no teachers, so we need to have that hand in hand, but it is a really welcome announcement.
Yeah, and how significant is the issue of overcrowding in schools at the moment in New Zealand?
It's getting worse and worse. So I visit schools quite regularly, and I hear stories of, you know, students being in the hallways doing work in the corridors. And I have one school that's using the Masonic Lodge across the road from the school to have classes in there. And so there's lots of really creative problem solving that schools are doing, but also even when they're getting classrooms. I know of several schools that have lost most of their sports field to relocatable classrooms in the short term. And so those aren't long-term solutions, but they are what we have to do right now.
Yeah, and so if we're looking at addressing this issue both immediately and in the long term, what kind of solutions, I guess, could we look at there?
Well, we need really clear infrastructure planning, and that goes across the board for schools, hospitals, our water network, our electricity network. So what's caught us out was this significant growth, particularly in immigrant students, migration, and that's caught a lot of schools and areas out. So having that long-term planning, And so we're not playing catch-up, because at the moment we're playing catch-up, and when we hit that enough, we don't stop. We keep planning and keep working towards sustainable and productive use of our infrastructure.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I just think that, look, we know that teaching's an amazing career, and that if anyone's listening and they're thinking about becoming one, now's an excellent time to do it. We're getting lots of support into the system, and there's lots of ways of becoming a teacher, increasingly different ways of becoming a teacher from when I trained 20 years ago. And so anyone's listening, please think about it.
That was President of the Post-Primary Teachers Association, Chris Abercrombie, speaking to me about teachers' registration fees and overcrowding in schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.